Astral Entity Attachments and Infestations, Part 2, Astral Parasites and How to Get Rid of Them. Hello again, my friends, I hope you are very well. Thank you for joining me here for another video. I am Marie Swaru. This is the second part of a series of videos about lower astral entities, creatures, how they affect the material world, or the world of the living, and how to control, or even get rid of them whenever possible. As I mentioned in the first part, there are countless kinds and types of creatures in the lower astral, far more types than all the ones in the so-called world of the living. If we count in all the other realms of existence, then there are even more, leaving the world of the living to be only a very small existential bandwidth within a much larger cosmos. Strictly speaking, there is no separation between any existential realms, as my culture understands this to be. It is all one large, super complex mass existing in oneness, one mass that is Source, and all the existential realms within Source are only artificially designated and described places where to exist, and that are mostly defined by the capacity of perception, and on the level of awareness of who is describing them. For example, the so-called material world and its characteristics are the results of the limits of human sensory perception, what a human body can perceive and detect with its biological senses. But if something cannot be seen or detected with those senses, doesn't mean it is not there. The kind of astral entity that concerns us the most is the kind that can bother us and can even affect our lives. The first kind of astral entities that affect us are simply parasites, simple invisible animals that attach themselves to the energetic field of a person when frequencies are compatible, or when the person is compatible in vibration with them. This vibrational compatibility is mostly caused by constantly being in lower emotions and harboring destructive thought patterns, and these creators can be easy to get rid of most of the time using the methods I will describe next. These are not all the methods to get rid of them that exist, but these are the ones that I found to be easy to do and quite effective. They dislike high-frequency vibrations, such as binaural beats with 432, 741, 528 and so on. Classic music and meditation music, as well as the type that increases concentration, including sounds of nature, and OM chants among others, disturbs the entities making them leave, at least for as long as the music is playing. But the person can keep them at bay using clear intention and self-control, keeping his or her frequency up and high. The next method is to purify your environment with herbs such as sage, also using essential oils around where you usually are. Another way to get rid of them is placing them around your house, as well as wearing amethyst crystals such as violet, white, pink and green crystals, smoky quartz, lapis lazuli, tiger eye, obsidian, and black tourmaline, which is very powerful. A recommendation is to place them in each one of the four corners of the house or place where you live, of your bedroom or any other place you would like to keep with high vibration. Wearing them as necklaces, earrings, or rings, or simply having one or more of them in your pocket will help you sustain a high vibration throughout your day, and will help prevent unwanted energy and creatures from attaching themselves to your energy field. Crystals in general and how to use them will be a detailed subject for a future video. Another good way to get rid of them is water, to take a shower, or tub bath, or go swimming in a pool, or even better in a clear water river, pond or the sea, standing under, or even near a waterfall, and any other variant of these will help you cleanse from any entities that may have attached themselves to you. Running water in a free and natural state is an extremely powerful frequency and vibration elevator, which is one of the reasons why you feel so good after taking a shower. The next way to get rid of them is using wind. These creatures and entities are semi-corporeal, that is, they do have mass, and they are physical even though we usually cannot see or feel them. This means that something that is flowing with strength around our bodies and through our energy field and aura, like water or wind, can literally rip those entities away from you. Standing at the beach on a windy day is a marvelous way to cleanse your energy field, as well as the wind on a mountain and anywhere in nature. Wind in general is a very good cleanser, but the only problem is that in big cities or towns, it comes with contaminants such as dust full of unhealthy things, and gaseous contaminants. Another much recommended way to cleanse yourself with wind is to go running, or bicycling, but one of the very best ways to get a fast and effective wind cleanse is to ride a motorcycle. Motorcycles are quite known for their therapeutic qualities. It is even commonly said that you will never see a motorcycle parked in front of a psychologist's office, and this, at least partially, maybe because entities and aura attachments have a hard time hanging on to a motorcyclist when at speed. If you ride a bicycle, a motorcycle, or a convertible car with the top off during a nice country road ride, air and wind cleansing will be a very good result. The only problem with convertible cars for this is that the windscreen prevents the air to move around the driver with enough force. But the very best way to get rid of astral attachments is to meditate routinely, and meditate well. Having clear control over your mind, emotions, and your thoughts make it impossible for astral attachments to parasite you, because you are the one in control over your frequency and vibration. Astral entities are physical things, although they are hard to detect or to see, but not impossible, as many sensitive people can. But they derive from thought patterns, as a parasitic entity depends on someone with a clear and strong connection to source to manifest them and keep them alive. We can see them as a thing or a creature that is in the process of manifesting itself into the material world. When it is fully formed, we can understand it, or see it as a full egregore, with body and mass. As I explained in my previous videos, lower astral entities are the manifestation, in the form of egregores, of the collective unconscious, and of the personal unconscious of each individual. Most people tend to think that entities, monsters, and even demons are agents that are external to them, which parasites a person who is merely a simple victim. This is not the case. Most astral entities and creatures exist by their own reasons and energy dynamics, but the ones that concern us here, and who tend to latch onto humans, and cause much trouble in the process, are egregores, or unconscious manifestations of the people themselves who are suffering from their presence. Thoughts and words have great power and are what manifests all that exists. They create the world we live in, and imagination is the first and most important part of any creation. This has been explained in detail by my predecessors, in The Theory of Manifestation, which I know many of you are already familiar with. Perhaps I should make a video only about this subject, although it is already widely known, just to have it at hand here and with that title, readily available, as I did so with the Prime Directive. But the point is that thoughts become reality in the shape of situations or of material things or objects alike. Although lower astral entities are physical and have mass, from our point of view they are mostly thought patterns, and they are indistinguishable from one another. Astral parasites are thought patterns, and they physically manifest into the material world through the consistency of the thought, and depending on the energy it is given, as well as by the intention of the person, or persons who are manifesting them. So astral entities must be observed and addressed as both, as physical animals or beings, and as a thought pattern that is constantly present in whoever is affected by such a being or beings. This is how to detect their presence, because whenever we have a thought pattern that is clearly destructive, repetitive, and against our interests, and even more when it is against our will, it will be a clear indication of the presence of an entity attachment. As I said in another video, you are not your thoughts, you are the eternal and powerful being who is watching those thoughts from behind. If you are thinking verbally, that is not you. Thinking verbally can mostly be the result of your higher presence, but those thoughts can easily be sequestered, or hijacked by lower astral entities, and, or, by whatever is the dominant thought patterns being transmitted through the telepathic web of the collective unconscious the person is immersed in, as I described in detail in one of my recent videos. For descriptive purposes, I can say that you, who you really are, would think in concepts that later on are translated into words, the ones you use when you think with words, and that further on become spoken word, as for communication. It is most usually the thought process that involves words which get hijacked by astral entities that use your own thoughts to manipulate you into doing whatever is more convenient to them and their wants and needs. These creatures have little to no connection to Source, and their only way to keep existing is through the intervention of someone with a strong connection to Source, and this is what they really want from people in general, their creative attention which keeps them manifested, therefore existing. It is the thoughts of the people with a strong connection to Source that creates them and keeps them existing. So disrupting and stopping the repetitive thought process that creates and feeds them will destroy them, and remove them from the reality of the person. This is why meditation and learning self-control over our thoughts is so important, and is what removes the entity from the life of the affected person, and prevents it from coming back. Having a spiritual awakening is one of the most powerful and useful ways to prevent entity attachments, but it will depend on each person, and their private spiritual path. Humans on Earth, especially in the Western world, have been conditioned to dismiss anything that has to do with the astral, and to take it as fiction and as something that is unreal. I see this as a strategy coming from the very entities in the lower astral that are manipulating humans into thinking that they are not there, that they do not exist, to be able to continue manipulating humankind with no interference and with no pushback. As I mentioned before, there are many kinds of astral entities, animals, and parasites. In this video, I've been addressing the lighter and less problematic kinds. And in the next chapters of this series, I will be going into the ugliest and most problematic types, such as archons and demons. This is all for now, but it will continue in part 3. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing for more. I appreciate it a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend. Marie Soirou.